welcome anyway, because at the end of the day, it's something that was very badly needed. And I suppose there's something fundamentally wrong when we're even talking in these terms, because I don't think any other service provider in the country celebrates when they're given the tools to do their job. And also, I think if a Donegal County Council worker was given a new shovel to dig a hole, I don't think we'd be saying it was a great day. So it is welcome, and I don't want to be negative, but the reality is this is a problem, and there's a shortage of cars. And we've got a car for Ballyvay and a car for Milford, which is an improvement, and I suppose we'd be more effective. But as again, I say, what sort of ways? It's a running organisation that's dependent on mobility and being able to deploy people to different locations that we're actually doing without cars, and getting a car is a momentous occasion. It just shows you how badly deorganised we are, that the funding is not going to the front line.
Do you think, in terms of Ballybuffet Gar, the station, that those in higher positions are now waking up to the fact that Ballybuffet, of course, covers a vast border region that they couldn't have done without that patrol car in the wake of Brexit?
Well, I would severely hope that that isn't the case, because the factors governing whether a station needs a car or not are day-to-day policing and service deliveries, and that's what I would hope, that's the focus. And we hear this buzzword now is keeping communities safe. So, I mean, it's the community of Ballybuffet that need to be policed and need a service. So certainly whatever Brexit may bring additional challenges, but the people in this county deserve a service on a day-to-day basis. And I would hope that Brexit shouldn't be a factor. And if